Our first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah. Woe to me, mother, that you gave me birth, a man of strife and contention to all the land. I neither borrow nor lend, yet all curse me. When I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart. Because I bore your name, O Lord of hosts, I did not sit celebrating in the circle of merrymakers. Under the weight of your hand, I sat alone, because you filled me with indignation. Why is my pain continuous, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? You have indeed become for me a treacherous brook, whose waters do not abide. Thus the Lord answered me, if you repent, so that I restore you in my presence, you shall stand. If you bring forth the precious without the vile, you shall be my mouthpiece. Then it shall be they who turn to you, and you shall not turn to them, and I will make you toward this people a solid wall of brass. Though they fight against you, they shall not prevail, for I am with you to deliver and rescue you, says the Lord. I will free you from the hand of the wicked and rescue you from the grasp of the violent. Then our gospel is from Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. These are beautiful, interesting readings. I can see myself in Jeremiah on my bad days. Lord, I was so good, so holy, and why do I get this? And God's word to him, if you bring forth the precious without the vile, you shall be my mouthpiece. If we are to be preachers of God's word, then it's God's word that must dwell and seep out of us, not our complaints, not our pain, not what is vile. In the gospel as well, the person finds a pearl of great price, and they could have just taken it, but they didn't. They sold everything they had to buy the field. Why? So they would rightly own the pearl of great price. Otherwise, it was just waiting to be discovered. Where did you get that? It's an accident waiting to happen. It's not stable. And it's the same way when we preach the word of God along with our not-so-perfect selves, our whining selves, our woundedness. What are we willing to give up to truly preach the will of God? The person who found the pearl sold everything. Are we willing to give up our complaints, our hurt? Are we willing to just dwell in the good and let go of the bad for the sake of preaching the good news? Are we willing to speak the precious without the vile, the hope without the judgment? It is only then that we will be a mouthpiece of God. Is that what we want?